Hello, and welcome to the AQA GCSE French Study Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important grammar topics for your exam, the future tense. If you've ever wondered how to talk about your plans, your dreams, or what you're going to do next weekend in French, you're in the right place. Now, here's why this matters for your exam. AQA examiners are looking for candidates who can use three timeframes: past, present, and future. To access the top bands in both speaking and writing, you absolutely must demonstrate that you can talk about future events. So mastering the future tense isn't just helpful, it's essential for getting those higher marks. Today we'll cover both types of future tense: the future proche, which is the near future, and the future simple, which is the simple future. We'll break down exactly how to form them, when to use them, and most importantly, how to avoid the common mistakes that trip up so many candidates in the exam. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's begin with the future proche, or the near future. This is the easier of the two future tenses, and it's used when you're talking about something that's going to happen soon or something you're planning to do in the immediate future. The formation is really straightforward. You take the present tense of the verb aller, which means to go, and you add the infinitive of the main verb. So the formula is aller in the present tense plus infinitive equals near future. For example, je vais manger means I am going to eat. Tu vas partir means you are going to leave. Nous allons étudier means we are going to study. The key thing to remember here is that you must include the conjugated form of aller. A really common mistake is for candidates to write something like je mangeais without the auxiliary verb. That's incorrect and will lose you marks. Always remember aller plus infinitive. Now let's move on to the future simple, or the simple future. This is more formal and is used for definite plans, predictions, or events further in the future. It's also the tense that examiners love to see because it demonstrates higher level grammatical complexity. The formation is different. For regular verbs, you take the infinitive and add specific endings. Those endings are ei for j, as for to, ei for il or elle, ens for nous, is for vous, and ont for ils or elles. So for a regular verb like manger, you'd say je mangerai, which means I will eat. For finir, you'd say tu finiras, meaning you will finish. Now here's a crucial detail for were verbs. Before you add the endings, you must drop the final e from the infinitive. So vendre becomes vendra, and then you add the endings. Je vendrai, not je vendrai. This is a mistake that comes up again and again in exam papers, so make sure you remember this rule. But wait, there's more. French wouldn't be French without irregular verbs, right? There are 5 key irregular stems that you absolutely must memorize because these verbs appear constantly in exam questions. Let me give them to you now. Être, meaning to be, has the stem ser. So, I will be is je serai. Avoir, meaning to have, has the stem on. So, I will have is j'aurai. Aller, meaning to go, has the stem irai. So, I will go is j'irai. Faire, meaning to do or to make, has the stem ferbren. So, I will do is je ferai. And voir, meaning to see, has the stem vermoi. So I will see is je verrai. These 5 are what I call the irregular 5, and you need to know them inside out. They're high frequency verbs, which means they come up all the time in speaking and writing tasks. One more thing before we move on, pronunciation. The first person singular ending of the future is ai, which sounds like a in French, similar to a in English. This is different from the conditional mood, which ends in IIS and sounds like A. So, je mangerai with the future means I will eat, but je mangerai with the conditional means I would eat. In writing, it's just one letter difference, but in speaking, the pronunciation is crucial for clarity. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. All right, let's talk exam strategy. In your 90-word and 150-word writing tasks, you need to explicitly check that you've included at least one clear reference to a future event. This is part of the time frame criterion, and without it, you simply cannot access the higher bands. My advice? Use temporal markers to signal the change in time frame. Words like demain, meaning tomorrow, l'année prochaine, meaning next year, or dans le futur, meaning in the future, make it crystal clear to the examiner that you're talking about future events. For the 150-word task specifically, try to prioritize the future simple over the future proche. Why? Because it demonstrates higher-level grammatical complexity, and examiners give credit for that. It shows you can handle more sophisticated structures. Now let's talk about common mistakes. First, using the infinitive instead of the stem for were verbs. Remember, it's je vendrai, not je vendrai. Second, omitting the auxiliary verb in the near future. It's je vais manger, not je mangeais. Third, confusing the future and the conditional in writing. That single letter makes all the difference. I for future, I is for conditional. And fourth, failing to memorize those irregular stems. If you write j'y allerai instead of j'irai, you're going to lose marks. Examiners expect accuracy with high-frequency verbs. One more advanced tip. If you want to really impress, use complex sentence structures like si clauses. For example, si j'ai le temps, je voyagerai en France, which means, if I have time, I will travel to France. Notice that after si, you use the present tense, and in the main clause, you use the future. This kind of structure shows sophisticated understanding and can push you into the top bands. Quickfire recall, quiz 1 minute. Okay, let's test your knowledge with a quickfire recall quiz. I'll give you a sentence in English and you try to translate it into French using the future tense. Ready? Number one, I will eat. The answer is, je mangerai. Number two, we are going to study. The answer is, nous allons étudier. Number three, she will be. The answer is, elle sera. Remember that irregular stem. Number four, they are going to leave. The answer is, ils vont partir. Number five, you will have. The answer is, tu auras. Another irregular stem. How did you do? If you got all five, fantastic. If not, go back and review those irregular stems and the formation rules. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. All right, let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the two types of future tense in French. The future proche, formed with aller plus infinitive, and the future simple, formed with the infinitive stem plus specific endings. We've looked at the five key irregular stems, sering, oaiait, fie, and ver. And we've discussed exam strategies, including the importance of using temporal markers and prioritizing the future simple in longer writing tasks. Remember, mastering the future tense is essential for accessing the top bands in AQA GCSE French. Examiners are specifically looking for candidates who can demonstrate control over all three timeframes, and the future is a key part of that. My final piece of advice? Practice, practice, practice. Write out those irregular stems until they're second nature. Use the future tense in every speaking practice session, and always double-check your work for those common mistakes we talked about. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Keep up the great work and bon chance with your revision. Until next time, au revoir.